This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, the charts for the week of August 9th to 13th, about to be in the focus here, as Michael J. Harrison joins us. I don't know what your middle, I actually don't know what your middle name is. What is
Stephen.
It? Michael? Stephen. All right, Michael S. Harrison.
Yeah, that's right.
Is here. Okay, from Talkers Magazine, the charts, the items on the chart are listed at talkers.com every week, as they are on djvshow.com. This is kind of a co-production. We have the people from the DJV program in one of the hours, a two-hour program every weekend. So you will know exactly what is being discussed according to the research at Talkers, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry. I could take a half hour just to introduce you, and then we wouldn't have any time to talk about the stories and the people. So.
And I go out for a bagel.
Do you like Einstein bagels? What's your favorite bagel?
I like any kind of bagels. I even like bad. There's no such thing as a bad bagel, and there's no such thing as bad pizza.
Really?
I mean, there are better bagels than others. There are better pizzas than others. But you know, when you're stuck, they'll do.
I like to have a lot of jelly on my bagels, but they have to be gluten free. That's important. Gluten free bagel. All right. Shall we get to the list?
No. Let's change the show to Bagel Talk.
Well, all right, we could talk about Taco Bell defying COVID, their new restaurant. We ought to talk about that in conjunction with the number one. Oops, I gave it away.
I don't want to make any jokes about COVID or Taco Bell.
No.
Too many people don't have a sense of humor, and too many people are suing other people. So I'm going to stay out of that.
See the story about the guy who was in death row who's suing the government because they let the priest touch him? To give him his final rights?
He's suing them?
He's suing the state.
He's on death row, and he's suing them for health reasons?
Because he thought it was he was offended by the priest touching him when he was on his last leg, as it were.
That's another topic I'll stay away from. Boy, you're just throwing a whole, a cow pasture full of topics, and I haven't put my shoes on yet.
All right, well, let's get to work here. On the
here we
people
go.
List first. And
at number 10, Jeopardy. At number 9, the California recall and local and regional politics. There's so much, so many elections and jockeying for position going on that collectively local politics has made it to number 9 this week. At number 8, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. The only place you really hear about that anymore is talk radio. And it's still very important, obviously. The Biden administration would be smart to deal with it more aggressively. At number 7, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan turmoil. At number 6, the heat wave, wildfires, and climate change. At number 5, voting legislation, race relations, police reform, and crime and violence, all lumped together at number 5. We have a bunch of topics at number 4, social media censorship, defamation lawsuits, and cybercrime. At number 3, the Cuomo resignation and the Me Too movement. At number 2, the economy, the infrastructure bill, and inflation. And number 1, as you gave it away, although it really is no surprise, COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates and madness. The People Survey, we have Mike Richards and Mayim Bialik, depending upon who you talk to, at number 10. At number 9, Gavin Newsom, Ella French, and Lori Lightfoot, Chicago controversy and concern.
Oof.
Number 8.
Yeah.
Number 7, Rudy, Sidney, and Mike. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul. Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Andrew Cuomo and his brother Chris Cuomo at number 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number 2, and number 1 is Joe Biden, and there's the cast of characters and topics that made up the conversation on talk shows this week.
according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan with Michael Harrison here. So I wasn't being facetious when it came to COVID. There are all kinds of stories. I mean, you look through, I went through one morning this week on the DJV program. I took all the headlines that I saw in front of me in various forms, various sources, 14 different headlines about COVID, including the largest teachers' union supporting vaccine and testing requirements. That is, the National Education Association, through its president, had said before that mandates ought to be negotiated, that is, in their contract. But now, the 3 million teachers that are represented by the union as they get ready to go back to school say, no, we want everybody to get vaccinated. If the school district says you must be vaccinated and must be tested, we're all in. So that's really, there is the landscape here among unions, the auto, the big three automakers are all saying that their people have to be shot, that doesn't sound right. They have to be jabbed, is that even better? No, they have to get their vaccine. And so that's causing a lot of controversy. Can we mandate? Well, if it's a private company, they can, right?
Sure. And it's the obligation of unions, whether you like them or not, to protect their workers, to protect their members.
Mm-hmm.
And we have overly politicized this, in my humble opinion.
In what way, Michael?
Well, too many people are dealing with this issue as a political issue for political jockeying and playing to people's fears than just another situation of public safety. In public safety, you have to sometimes bend rules that otherwise would be considered traditional constitutionality during normal times. But when you have war, for example, during the air raids, when they would put the sirens on because they're afraid there might be, you know, bombing in America, there were air raid drills. You hear the sirens, you turn your lights out at night. Now, what if somebody said, hey, the government does not have the right to tell me to turn my lights out? It's, my home is my castle. I mean, that could have been a political argument. The draft was a political argument. Does the government have the right to draft people when an army is needed?
Does the government have a right to charge you income tax? That goes back to 1923.
But does the government have the right to exist? I mean, you know, people that don't like government, what are you going to do when there is no government? You'd wish there were a government. It's like people that don't like police until, of course, they need to call a cop. And these are issues that we have to use abstract reasoning, abstract intelligence, cooperation, and an understanding of the reality of human nature to be able to run a society. You cannot live by idealistic extremes because they break down under changing conditions. You have to have ideals as a compass guide, as sort of a direction that you want to head in terms of the story arc. But you can't be so rigid as to not understand cooperation, and sometimes you've got to bend a little bit for the public safety, or we'll all go down the tubes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Flexibility. Individuality. Yes. That's what America was built upon, not some great mass understanding everything has to be the same. No, it's not how America works, frankly. Although we do have maybe a little bit too much diversity. Some people say, oh, there's no such thing as too much diversity. Yeah, there is. Yep. When nobody can get together and figure anything out. You see the list this week of where people are moving, where the people are coming from that are moving to various parts of the country. Matter of fact, 3 communities in Massachusetts were noted in the top 10, and 2 up in New Hampshire as places that are most desirable and where most people are moving quickly because of the price of housing and the ease of getting mortgages, that sort of thing. But that's changed dramatically. The whole, you know, there's a big deal. This, I think, as we do this program, the New York Times has a story about the 2020 census, which is completely irrelevant because the 2020 census doesn't have any clue as to what the pandemic has caused people to do with their living habits, where they've moved to, out of the cities, suburbs, into the suburbs, and into rural America, changing the whole landscape, if you'll pardon the pun, of the country is changing rapidly. And it's causing real estate values to change rapidly, too, in many of these areas. So it's not, you know, it's not like it was a cookie cutter situation here. I want to ask you a question, because on number seven, the people, this Mike Lindell's name is there. Somebody sent me a note this week telling me that I was a boob, basically, for continuing to do my pillow commercials. So here was my response, and I'm sure that other talk radio, because this is a big staple of talk radio advertising, they survive by selling their pillows and the things that are in their product catalog on a news talk radio. Personalities tell the story, and people go to the website and buy the stuff. So I've been doing this for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, my pillow commercials, and Lindell has been a fixture, and recently he has lent himself to some kind of crazy theories. So some people are saying to me, why are you helping this guy? And so my response was, I wasn't helping him. I'm helping the 1,500 or 1,600 workers in the plant in Minnesota who are good American workers who are making a good American product. Do you think that was the right response, Michael?
If that's your truth, it's the right response.
Yeah.
If that's how you feel, it's the right response. It's a legitimate response. I mean, it's a complicated story. It's a complicated issue. When we do business with companies that we don't agree with, it has to do with how far we're willing to compromise, as I was talking before, to look at things with an abstract intelligence versus our principles. I mean, you know, boycotting is a statement of free speech.
Right.
So, but
shutting the guy down isn't. And all those people would be out of work if you shut them down, which is...
Yeah, I think we have to take a break, Doug.
We do. It's 17 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP.
Yeah.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be with my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, sort of a club of listeners that like knowing what's going on in this fascinating world, the world of news talk. It's fun. It can be entertaining. Can be fulfilling. After all, isn't that why we're on the air, Michael? We're here to have fun, aren't we?
We have nothing else to do. I mean, we don't have any other skills.
It's
or useless.
Yeah, right. It could be. It's a living, right? How many people would
it's a meager living that we do to serve the public.
Yes. Isn't it nice that we're public servants?
Actually, this career has brought both of us many opportunities, colorful front row seat on the passing parade of history.
Yep.
Think about all the interesting scoundrels. I mean, people you've met.
I know. Both radio people and people people who came to the radio. I think most gloriously, if you'll pardon the pun, of Gloria Allred in Houston walking around outside when Gordon Liddy get the Freedom of Speech Award. And the news camera's there. And because Gene Burns, who was the president of our association at the time, was ill, I was the vice president, so I had to do all the Facebook Time stuff. And you did, too. It was just hysterical. I didn't think
that
it was hysterical.
That whole thing is on C-SPAN. If you go to the C-SPAN website, that stuff is all there.
Yeah.
The history of all that stuff is there. Yeah, because C-SPAN covered all of it, and they have on their website everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
So sometimes I go to C-SPAN when I want to really become ill.
Some of the old stuff of me on C-SPAN is that I have a YouTube channel, Doug Steffen's YouTube channel, and you probably do too, with all of that old footage. The old stuff of being on C-SPAN, and I think I was on with you. I think the first time I was ever on C-SPAN was with you.
You and I were on Journalists Roundtable with Brian Lamb.
That was it. Yeah. And there was a guy.
We looked like,
what a visionary.
We looked pretty young.
We did. Well, we were, actually. It was, what, 25 years ago or something?
It's a little more than 25 years ago.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So let's talk about what is going on with, do we need to spend time on COVID, really? Isn't it so clear what's happening? Do we really need to talk? And I say this in all earnestness because it's coming out of my ears, this stuff, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know how it's better if we say more or less the same thing. It's kind of like the Daily Delta dump. You know, that's what it's become. That's what I call it on the DJV program, the Daily Delta data dump. That's what it is. It's all the stuff from these companies. And what the bottom line is nobody really knows what is good for you and what isn't. They can't prove it. Whether, you know, all this stuff now, the CDC says, don't get the third shot unless we know about it. Why? What do you have to know about it for? Why does the government have to know that I'm getting a third shot? Do you, am I missing something here? Or is it just the government trying to be in charge or in control of everything? Which, they're too much in my... I don't need them to know that I have a shot. I know that I've had a shot. So why does the government have to know?
Well, maybe the government is trying to keep track of the efficacy of the vaccines, what works, what doesn't work, what the trends are, where we're heading. There are reasons for the sharing of that type of information during a national, international crisis where people are dying. I mean, I think there's a certain truth that we should be concerned about our privacy and our independence. But I also think that to shut down on any kind of government involvement or protection when it comes to health, especially with something like
this,
which
happen?
Is largely unknown, I think that that's extreme. I think the answers lie somewhere in the middle.
Am I being irresponsible?
Well, I'll tell you on the other side of the break.
Back after these words, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations has urged Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open as the number of civilians fleeing the Taliban onslaught intensifies. Food shortages are dire. The World Food Program said it warned of a humanitarian catastrophe. On Friday, the Taliban seized the country's second-largest city, Kandahar, and Herat, the country's third-largest city. The United States is to send nearly 3,000 troops to Kabul Airport to evacuate a significant number of embassy staff on special flights. 9 Democrat House members are threatening to withhold their support for their party's must-pass budget resolution until Speaker Nancy Pelosi changes course and instead allows a vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan the Senate approved this week. The joint letter to Nancy Pelosi says, quote, "We will not consider voting for a budget resolution until the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passes the House and is signed into law," end quote. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 troops to help evacuate U.S. Embassy staff from Kabul, Afghanistan, as the Taliban is on track to overtake the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We are further reducing our civilian footprint in Kabul in light of the evolving security situation. We expect to draw down to a core diplomatic presence in Afghanistan in the coming weeks. In order to facilitate this reduction, the Department of Defense will temporarily deploy additional personnel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. Secretary Blinken, together with Secretary Austin, had an opportunity to speak with President Ghani to coordinate our planning earlier today. Let me be very clear about this. The embassy remains open, and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government and the Afghan people. Additionally, we will continue our focus on counterterrorism.
U.S. officials believe the Taliban could retake Kabul within months of Biden's August 31st deadline for removing most U.S. troops from the country. The Parker Solar Probe, NASA's sun-studying spacecraft, made its ninth daring dive past our star to see how the sun works. Monday's flyby was about 6.5 million miles from the sun's surface. The sun averages 93 million miles from Earth. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast. 34 at the hour now on our weekend in review of the hot stories, the big news, talk items, the people that are on the list. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every week at this time. Review sometimes more specifically some of the stories. Sometimes it's more of a generic discussion about talk radio, news talk radio, that sort of thing. And we were sort of getting to the Daily Delta data dump on the DJV program.
You were making the proposition that there's nothing left to say about COVID-19.
There isn't really. What's new? It's the same sort of thing.
People getting sick and people dying, I think, is new.
Well, that's not new. They've been doing that for two years.
People that die, it's new. I mean, people are dying who have never died before.
How does that help people in their lives? If somebody's dying, how can us talking about it more help them?
If we provide information, if we provide comfort, and if we provide a release for people to express their frustrations, I think it's important. I mean, it's the number one story on a countdown show, so it's hard for me to say it's not important.
No, I'm not saying it's not important. I've just run out of things to say that are new.
Then bring
and
in somebody
fresh.
New.
Yeah, right. Phil McGeehan is the person in control. He's in the control room as we produce this program. Yeah, maybe we can put him on, or we'll find somebody from K-pop.
I think you're suffering from DJ burnout.
I am.
Yeah, there used to be a thing in music radio, the first people to think that the records were boring were the DJs because they were listening to them 2-3 times a day or 2-3 times a show.
So I'm not thinking about my audience.
Well, that's right. The thing. It's your egocentric, you know, narcissistic nature. But that's okay.
Excuse me. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But seriously, you know, you want to talk shop? Yeah. It's DJ burnout. This is the most important topic of our times.
Yes.
And it's easy when you do this for a living, as you say, to get tired of it. But the fact of the matter is, we would be derelict.
I want to bring something new and uplifting, and I want to give people new information about new stuff, and they really.
And you should have tried out for hosting Jeopardy. I mean, you know,
I do a better job than either of those two characters, I'll tell you that. Mike Richards, please. Alex Trebek rolling around in his grave. They're ruining that program. That's it. And that's number 10 this week. I was surprised that you found that to be so much a focus of people's attention.
It's a major American icon. It's a major American cultural issue. Jeopardy is such an important story. It's such an important element. First of all, it's a symbol of over-the-air television. Yeah. You know, Jeopardy is a symbol of one of the few things in American life that brings people together, people from all different walks of life, all different political ideologies, not to mention it is family entertainment, that families can watch it together, and it strives to be intelligent as opposed to, you know, playing to a dumbed-down audience. I think Jeopardy is important, and I think I'm glad, actually, that it legitimately came in the top 10 as a topic being talked about on news talk radio this week, and it was. I mean, this is not something that we decide to do, you know, out of the blue. People are talking. Did you talk about it on the DJV show?
Yes. And
okay.
I enjoyed the conversation that we had about it, comparing all of the hosts, because there have been dozens of them since Alex Trebek passed away. My favorite, I would like to see a woman host Jeopardy, as a matter of fact. And
there were a bunch of them.
From the Today show, I thought, did a very good job. She's pretty professional, and she's got
Savannah?
No. Why did I? It's out of my mind. And
Katie Couric?
Yeah, Katie, yeah. Katie Couric.
The other one, another woman. There was another woman. I forgot her name, but she's a very big TV star.
Yeah. So that'd be something different to change it all up. We seem to be all so fascinated, so compelled to put women into places where men have been before. It's time for a change. You look at, you know, that you really are getting me to think, and that's really what the best part is of hosting and of listening to a good talk radio program. Stimulating the host and the listeners together is an important thing to do. So I'm reminded of Lori Lightfoot, who's number 8 this week on the People list, because of the circumstances in Chicago where she is mayor. There was a shooting. She went to, I think, to the funeral, and the woman was in the hospital that got shot, and she went to see her, and the police who were guarding her turned their backs on her because she's done such a horrible, and most of these were black police officers, too, by the way. She's a black mayor. Most of the officers who turned their backs on her were black.
And well, it goes to show that the black population is not a monolith.
No,
that,
certainly.
There's as much diversity of opinion among blacks as exists among people of all major groups in this country, and certainly the African-American population is a major segment of the population.
Let's just think about that for a second as it applies to talk radio. I can think of a couple. There's a fellow who I love, and I never can remember his name, who's on in Baltimore that you have at the conventions from time to time. Been coming for years and years.
Larry Young.
Larry. Yep.
And
yep.
He's been at every convention.
Yep. Fabulous guy. And he's just, he's so unassuming. So I was thinking about him and the league into which he fits. And then I was thinking about Larry Elder, who's another black American talk host who is now running for governor of California. Can you imagine the two of them on a stage at a talkers convention together? How do you think that would? I think
they would have a major debate.
Yes,
They would have major debate as to everything having to do with the political position of African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
One says one thing and the other says the other.
Yeah.
And both views are, depending upon the angle you want to take, valid and legitimate. I understand the view of conservative black Americans, but I also understand the view of the liberal ones. And I'm using liberal and conservative as a broad strokes definition. Neither really is a good definition, but it gives you at least an idea of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there are people who say, oh, Larry Elder's not a real African-American. He's a conservative. You can't be a real African-American and be a conservative. It's just a
right.
boom.
It's a Democrat.
If you're an African-American, you're a Democrat and a liberal. Well, that's not true.
No, not at all. There are a lot of, especially if you go into certain southern states, there's a whole, you know, and that's the other thing about voting. One of the items that continues, see, now you've stimulated me to thinking about what we are saying on the program that I'm involved in about these issues. Number five this week is continuing focus on the voter legislation initiatives in various states.
Correct.
And what to do about getting people, the most people, to the polls. And whether
well, some of that legislation is designed not to get most people to the polls.
So
it's designed to prevent many people from getting to the polls.
Who said so?
Democrats.
Exactly. Because they want more people to get to the polls to vote for them. So they'll turn it around. What's more American than voting? And what's more American than proving that you are who you say you are in order to have a legitimate vote? Why is that? So that's really at the crux of all of this. They can shade it. They can color it. They can give you a bunch of BS about it keeping people from voting, especially black people. And that's complete nonsense. That's like saying, I'd be insulted if I were a black person and somebody said to me, you should be able to go vote and not have to prove who you are because it's hard for you to get a driver's license. Really? That's it? Hard to get a driver's license. I'll tell you what it's hard to get if you're black. That's money from the government to buy a farm. Did you know, and this is another thing, I'm off on a little bit of a toot from the American Family Farmer Show, of which you were the inspiration, by the way.
Biggest mistake that, I ever made. I'm under all kinds of turmoil upon.
Well, the whole business about blacks having been given after, do you know this story? The Civil War, at the end of the Civil War, the government said, okay, the blacks get X amount of land, and you get this piece and that piece and another piece, and yeah, yeah. Never gave them a deed. They can't prove, as it's gone from generation to generation to generation to generation, they can't prove that they own the land because there was never a deed given to them by the government. So now the government won't loan them money to keep them on the land to keep producing produce, and it's like you go around in a circle. Do you know what I'm saying? The government is saying you can't prove you own the land, so how can we give you money on something that you can't really prove you own? It's a real conundrum because there are a lot of blacks who have a lot of land who now don't have any money to farm the land, and they can't borrow any money because the banks say the same thing the government does. Well, you can't prove you own the land. Can you imagine being a black person having land that was yours and you can't prove it? I would be apoplectic if it were me. And so that's the kind of stuff, you know, that's what's really important, not whether you can go get a driver's license or not. Anyway, it's 44 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In a recent double-blind study completed safely behind a mask in Big Lou's basement, our science confirms that almost 100% of people will die eventually. Big Lou says if you follow the science, you need life insurance. Even if you're a bit porky or have a splash of diabetes, you need to get that life insurance from Big Lou, a term provider. Big Lou will use his clout to squeeze the big insurance companies, so they'll offer you a low rate on $500,000 or more of highly rated insurance. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou, a term provider, to get
get the service and price you deserve on term life. Call 800-555-1509 right now. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com. That's 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, so one of the things I'd like to focus on with Michael is his interview that he does every week, the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview, MHinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com. Who's on the dais this week?
We have Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's one of the leading physicians on talk radio. She's nationally syndicated, and she's a real nonpartisan fountain of truth and insight, and she looks over the horizon about health. And, of course, COVID is – we take a deep dive into COVID. It's an important show, and I'm proud of it, mhinterview.com.
She's a very interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
She's full of life. She's got lots of energy. She's everywhere when we have our get-togethers. She's giving a run over. Hey, it's a big hug, Doug. How are you doing? What's going on? Big smile. Yeah. She's a big personality. She's on in Las Vegas, right?
She's out of Las Vegas. She's on across the country, and she should be a much bigger name and star than she is. Who knows why not? But the fact is, I'm proud to have her in our stable of go-to people, and she's this week's subject in the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. It's really a good half hour of conversation about COVID, and to answer some of the questions you said before, like what's left to talk about, there's plenty. And we
got it. All right, there it is, themhinterview.com. It's 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to dig into what's in the theaters this weekend. There's a new Hugh Jackman movie that I'm sure Chucko would like to talk about. Actually, there are a number of them that are coming into the fold. It's kind of nice and refreshing to see some of the new product. We'll talk about it with Chuck Curry after this.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right. This sounds serious and important. Psycho. Or something close to it, right, Chugger?
Yes, it's actually, what is today, Doug? It's Friday the 13th, so
it
I figured
is.
I had an epiphany. I woke up and I said, let's play some Friday the 13th movie music. Believe it or not, a lot of people get motivated to watch Friday the 13th movies when it's Friday the 13th. I don't know. You tell me why. Is that normal? Abnormal?
Fun? It's silly. It's silly whether it's normal.
Have you? Let me ask you another question. Have you personally ever seen a Friday the 13th movie?
No. And will I ever in my lifetime?
Let me tell you.
No.
Yeah. Let me tell you a quick story. Back in the day in 1980, I went, a friend's brother who was older, I was a young teenager at the time, brought me and his brother, who was my age, to see Friday the 13th, the original. And I got to tell you, the movie scared the bejesus out of me. I mean, it was the first slasher movie I ever seen in a movie theater, and it was scary. I mean, it was really scary. And I must have seen every one of those movies in a movie theater. There was 10 originally and then a remake. The best one was Jason Lives back in 1986. I just wanted to put that on record. It's an interesting horror franchise, to say the least. They made a lot of money back in the day.
All right, I'm looking at the things that are playing at my local theater. There's a new movie that was shot in my hometown of Framingham called Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. What do we know about that movie?
Yes, I know it's being the buzz is really good. It's being distributed by Disney. Now, Disney, unlike what they've done in the last 4 or 5 months, this will be a theatrical release 45 days before it goes to streaming, unlike Jungle Cruise a couple weeks ago, which was day-to-day. So that's good for theater owners. It's tracking in the $20 million opening range, which is could be better, could be worse. But let's see if word of mouth fuels it.
Woman,
it's a horror movie called
The woman who plays in Killing Eve, you know, that TV show that was on one of, I don't remember what channel it was on. It was very entertaining. Sandra Oh, not Sandra Oh. What's the actress's name? Her last name is Oh.
That's her. She was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she was in it. And this woman, Jodie Comer, she's the in this Free Guy as well. It looks like it could be, an interesting movie.
Also people wander into movie theaters to see it. Also, there's a movie called Respect, which is
Aretha
Franklin, a biopic with Jennifer Hudson, who's wanted to do this.
What do you hear about that?
For a very long I hear pretty good, I hear very good things about it. We booked it in our local art house theater, so I'll probably get a chance to see it this weekend. I got one story that I find very interesting, Doug. Sylvester Stallone, who is the voice of King Shark in The Suicide Squad, which is now in theaters. That movie was number one last weekend. So Sylvester Stallone has appeared in a movie that has been number one at the box office for six straight decades. Very few could say anything like that. I think that's pretty impressive. What do you think?
It is. Yeah, no, I think that's very impressive.
I think when the annals are all said and done on his career, he's been as an important cog in movies in the last 50 years as anybody, I think.
Right. What's 9 days about?
I do not know.
Some kind of, I just see that is showing up here. I never heard of it before. It looks kind of creepy, actually, though. And I figure that's why I asked you, because you know all about those creepy movies.
That one I don't. Let's go to the movies, Doug.
Go to the movies. It's if you're in the heat wave, go to the movie theater to cool off. As good a place as any. Chuck Curry is here with Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.